the hillsides where they worked. So was there almost another state animal? Yes, the white-tailed deer, which later became the official wildlife animal. But the history surrounding the badgers is a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Max Inc. on Civic Media, live in the lair with Kaylin Cole.
Have you ever walked away from a karaoke performance thinking, yeah, that was a lot better than the original person?
Oh my gosh, I don't know if I should admit that or not.
I think you should. Because now we know there's a song.
Jimmy's talking on it now.
I know. Oh, you're going to get me in trouble, Jimmy.
It's live in the lair. Grab the podcast now at maxincradio.com and listen live on Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm just mowing the lawn.
No, it's blazing hot and dry out here. Don't you remember? Smokey Bear says,
avoid using power equipment when it's windy or dry.
Where'd you learn this?
Oh, it's on
SmokeyBear.com with many other wildfire prevention tips.
Right. Thanks, Honey Bear.
Because remember, only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Back at the Kohl Center, John Audius with you. It's the Badgers and Illinois State Redbirds ready to tip off in this Super 16 game here tonight. Let's take a look at the lineups. First for Illinois State under their seventh-year coach, Kristen Gillespie. Shannon Dowell is a 5'10 freshman, averaging about 9 points per. Deja Smith, 5'11 senior out of Gary, Indiana. Maya Wong is a redshirt senior. 4.2 assists per game leads this team. Deanna Wilson, 6'2 grad student, leading scorer at about 15. And Kate Bowman, 6'2 senior, grabs about 8 rebounds per game, a team best. And here's the opening tip-off, back tapped and picked up by Wisconsin. That was won by Sarah Williams, a 6'4 sophomore. She's had 17 straight games with a double-double, averaging a team best 18 per game. Natalie Leitzinger, 5'8 senior from Monroe, Wisconsin, 10 times has scored in double figures, has it out near the head of the key for the Badgers. Octabrook Schrammick, the 6-foot senior from Naperville, Illinois. Inside, here is Williams. Turnaround jumper, misses it wide right. Rebound, Illinois State. Ronnie Porter, 5'4 sophomore, second leading scorer for Wisconsin, about 10 per game. And Sanai Copeland, a 5'7 sophomore, scores about 7 per game for Wisconsin this season. That's the starting five for the Badgers. Three on the right side, clangs off the rim by Smith, and it's picked up by Wisconsin. Badgers moving right to left, still scoreless. Just underway in the first quarter of this WNIT matchup. Wisconsin got here after a 19-point comeback win on Monday night at Southern Indiana. The night before that, Sunday night, here's a jumper by Porter, air ball out of bounds. The night before that, Illinois State was able to advance to this game after a win over Charleston, 74-67. And here comes Wong into the front court for Illinois State, a team that won 22 games, has won 22 games this season. They're 22-11. Bowman gives it over to Dowell out on top. Then off the hands of Bowman in the paint, and it's grabbed by Williams. Wisconsin forces a turnover, and here they have it in the front court. Right arc, it's Copeland. Copeland driving right baseline, gives it up near side corner. Now Porter accelerates down the lane, up with the right hand, and falls for Porter. First field goal of the game from Wisconsin. 2-0, 8.5 minutes to play, quarter number one. Here's Bowman out on top, goes to her right. On the arc, it's Smith. And they'll throw it around to the left side. Now skip pass caught by Smith to the corner. Wong skips it far side, picked up by Dowell. Illinois State getting close to 10 seconds on the shot clock. Bowman, hard bounce, deep on the left. Here's a spin, getting free and scoring down low is Wilson. 6'2 grad student, all MVC second team selection this year for Illinois State, and we are tied at 2. 8 minutes to play, first quarter. Here comes Porter. Right side for the Badgers. Spins to Stramick. Straight on three. Pops out no good. Tipped into the air. And it's controlled by Smith. Illinois State basketball. Moving left to right. Leitzinger trying to pick up Smith. She has it at the free throw line. Throws to Wong. Left corner. Around Porter. Down the lane. And got tripped up and a foul. Foul called against Natalie Leitzinger. Before we go on, let's pause 10 seconds for a legal ID. 10 for station ID. This is Wisconsin women's basketball.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM. W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
First free throws of the game from Illinois State, and Wong hits the first. She's an 86% free throw shooter. Second one is in. So two at the line for the Redbirds. 7:35 to play first quarter. Illinois State now has a 4-2 lead. Getting to the free throw line was big for the Badgers on Monday night. They got there 27 times, made 22. Here's Williams deep on the right, missing a shot down low. Grabbed by Illinois State. Wong flies into the front court. Copeland picks her up defensively. Now Smith angles in from the right side. High shot over. Williams is no good. And it's into the hands of Copeland. Wisconsin pushes into the front court. 4-2 Illinois State. Schrammick catches, going to the rim and scoring down low on the left. There's Brooke Schrammick, who was held scoreless on Monday night, fouled out of the game against Southern Indiana, putting two on the board for the Badgers. 6:50 and counting to play. First quarter, we're tied at four. Bowman gives it up near side corner. Here's a drive by Dowell on the right baseline. Finds Wong over on the left wing. Leitzinger on her. Tough, tight defense. Wong, tough shot at the Big Ten logo, and it falls. Maya Wong, 11.9 points per game this year for Illinois State. She's got four of the six for the Redbirds. 6-4, Redbirds over the Badgers. Wisconsin basketball with 6.5 to go in the first. Copeland, outside left for the UW. Puts it on the floor with the right hand. She's checked defensively by Smith. Now has it between the circles. Finds Porter. Wisconsin will reset. Here comes the pick and roll. Screen set by Williams. Porter sneaks through a couple of defenders. Gives it over to Leitzinger. Drives in from the right side. Runner with the right hand. No good. And it's grabbed by Illinois State. That's Wilson with the rebound. Other side. Dowell attacking. Yep. And a foul. Shannon Dowell, the 5'10 freshman, has an and one coming up now here for the Redbirds. That's called against Sanaya Copeland. That is her first, and it's Wisconsin's second foul of this first quarter. 8-4, Illinois State, 4-point lead in the first. Now the Redbirds gonna go right back to the free throw line. Dowell is an 81% free throw shooter, and she gets it. 3-point play is good by the all-MVC freshman selection, Shannon Dowell. And the all-MVC freshman team this season. 5-point lead now for Illinois State, largest of the game, and we're just still underway. 5:50 to go, first quarter. Here's Porter out on top, long defense. Screen set by Williams. Ronnie gives it over to Leitzinger, right arc. One dribble back to Porter, just right of center. Porter swings to her left. Schrammick hard bounce in the paint. Turnaround, Williams, splash. Williams with the short jumper for Wisconsin. And it's a 3-point lead for Illinois State now. 9-6 Redbirds basketball. 5.5 minutes to go, first quarter. High post, Bowman. Left-hand pass to the corner. Dowell tries the three. Bangs off the left side of the rim, no good. Rebound collected by Williams. Badgers move it right to left, front court. Porter gives it up left side to Copeland. Steers it over to Schrammick. Guides it to the corner. Leitzinger, how about a catch and shoot? Three, nothing but net. Leitzinger lights it up from the corner. We're tied at 9. First Badgers 3-point make of the game. 4:50 and counting to play, first quarter. Bounce down low. Shot by Wilson is missed over Williams. Picked up by Leitzinger. Wilson got bumped a little bit, was hoping for the foul. Copeland, front court, finds Porter. Porter on the floor, free throw line, jumper from 15, and it rolls in. Ronnie Porter, two straight games scoring in double figures. Had a career-high 19 points on Monday night. Puts in the jumper, and the Badgers have an 11-9 lead. First lead of the game now for Wisconsin. Bowman to Wong, left wing. Wong driving on the left baseline to Bowman, and the left-hand shot is up and in. Short jumper in the paint, through for Bowman, 11 apiece. 4:05 and counting to go, first quarter. Double screen now for Porter. Throw back to her left. Schrammick then feeds it inside, and there is a layup good from Williams. Using the left hand, Sarah Williams gives Wisconsin a 2-point lead, and the Badgers lead it 13-11. Wong bounced to the left baseline. Wilson spinning on Leitzinger. Shot in the lane. No good. It was short. Porter has it on the baseline. Pushes into the front court with a pass to Schrammick. Right baseline. Jumpers. No good. Smith has it for Illinois State on a one-on-two. Right of the lane. Out to Wong. Fakes a pass to her left. Brings it back with the dribble. Now spins it over to Dowell on the left wing. Mid-range jumper, Wilson, who grabs the pass. Good from the left. Wilson shoots it at 48% from the floor, and she ties the game. 13-13, 3:14 to play in the first quarter. Porter has it, right arc for the Badgers, behind a screen by Williams. Porter now has it down low, blocked from behind by Wong. Porter on her back, it lands right into her hands, gets it out to Williams. Wisconsin with another opportunity here. Williams out to Leitzinger, shot clock's at 3. Knapp puts it on the deck, strong to the rim, no, but a foul. With 1.4 seconds on that shot clock, and Leitzinger goes to the free throw line for Wisconsin. But first, a timeout on the floor, 13-13 with 2:53 to play in this game. With over 1,300 slot machines and a 95% average payout, Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison is your hometown big win. Make your next night out a winning one at Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison. 2:53 to play in the first, tied at 13. Super 16 at the WNIT, and this is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
No one wanted to hire me. They just saw my disability, but not me. I worked hard to get the education and the skills needed to thrive. I was ready to work. Then someone believed in me and said yes.
And once you say yes, ThinkAbility Wisconsin will be there, providing transition and workforce support for people with disabilities and their employers to help shape a better future for all. It all starts when you say yes. Join the movement at thinkabilitywi.org.
Being blind doesn't always look how others may think.
Retinitis pigmentosa aimed to overwhelm my family.
It tried to cut me down.
I know where to find support and where I can be seen.
Innovative research, educational resources, supportive community.
The Foundation Fighting Blindness is leading the charge in finding treatments and cures for blinding diseases. Learn more at fightingblindness.org. A public service message from the Foundation Fighting Blindness.
At Hy-Vee, that's not a sale price. That's the price with the Hy-Vee Perks membership. And 39 cents a pound is not just the price today or this week. It's the Perks price every day. With the Hy-Vee Perks membership, you can save on hundreds of products store-wide every time you shop and count on Perks prices to stay the same. So if you want to pay less for bananas every day, sign up for Hy-Vee Perks. It's free and easy. Some restrictions apply.
Tonight's game brought to you in part by Alliant Energy. Visit AlliantEnergy.com to see how Alliant Energy invests in solutions for clean, reliable energy now and in the future. Courtside here at the Kohl Center tonight. It is the third round of the WNIT Super 16 action between Wisconsin out of the Big Ten, Illinois State out of the Missouri Valley Conference. And we're tied at 13 with 2:53 to play in this first quarter. Illinois State is 5 of 10 from the floor, shooting 50%. The Badgers, 6 of 13, that's 46%. Natalie Leitzinger is at the free throw line now for the Badgers, and the 5'8 senior is an 82% free throw shooter this season for the UW. And that one rolls in. Last time the Badgers got to the Great Eight in the WNIT was 15 years ago, March of 2009. A win here tonight will go right back to the Great Eight. Second free throw falls for Leitzinger. 2-point Badgers lead. Dowell flies into the front court. Copeland has her on the right arc. Bowman catches a pass near the right elbow. Schrammick defending. Bowman on the floor, left of the lane, pivoting on that left foot. Schrammick poked it away for a moment. Bowman gathers. Catches a pass, which she was not expecting. 7 seconds on the shot clock. Hands off to Wong. Gives it up right side. 3 on the shot clock. Dowell sneaks through everyone off the backboard and in. On a driving attempt there that falls for the freshman. 15-15. 2:15 to go in the first. Wisconsin ball. Copeland. Driving. Kicking. Right side. 3. Schrammick drills it. Number 3. 18-15 Wisconsin. Second three-point make of the quarter for the Badgers. A minute 55 to play here in the first. Bowman, right elbow. Williams defends. Over to Wong on the wing. Now inside it's Wilson. She's double-teamed deep on the left. Tough shot over. Williams does not hit the rim. Goes off the backboard. Picked up by the Badgers. Porter, front court. Hands off. Copeland. feet in the lane. Left hand spinning finishes in for Williams and a foul. Sarah Williams with a dynamic move down low for the Badgers. And it gives Wisconsin its largest lead of the game. The left hand finish by the Badgers sophomore. She has a streak of not only 17 straight double-doubles, which is a Big Ten record, but 23 straight games in which she scored 10 or more points. Free throw off the front rim, off the back rim, and down through the bottom of the net. Approaching 90 seconds to go in the first, and now the Badgers have built themselves a six-point lead. 6-0 run for Wisconsin over the last 30 seconds. A three by Schrammick. And a three-point play by Williams. Here's a drive by Wilson. Throws to the corner. Wait for three. Misses badly. Picked up Douglas. Out to Porter quickly. Wisconsin's running. Porter, front court. Right wing. Wong picks her up defensively. And now an offensive foul called against Sarah Williams as she hits the floor. First foul called against Williams. It is the third team foul of the quarter. Wisconsin still on a 6-0 run. They're up by six. Dowell finds Wong. Gives it to Wilson. Wilson right at the lane. Makes a move to the rim. Misses it with the left hand. Picked up by the Badgers. Under a minute to go in the first. Here's Porter. Screen by Williams. A little floater at the right elbow. Does not fall. Tipped out. Tipped by Copeland. Picked up by Leitzinger. Fresh 20 for the Badgers. 38 seconds to go on the game clock. Williams throws it out to Douglas, who delivers it over to Copeland, who connects from downtown. A three on the left is good for Sanaya Copeland. It's a 9-0 Wisconsin run. 20 seconds to go in the first. Bowman down low. Kick out. Caught by Dowell. Dowell working, driving. Challenged by Williams. High window shot good. 10 seconds to play in the first. Stops a 9-0 Wisconsin run. 4 seconds. Porter out on top. To Copeland. Long three. Get in there, Copeland! From 2 steps behind the three-point arc. First quarter with a huge three-point shot. 10-point Wisconsin lead, 27 points in the first, and after the first 10 minutes, it's Wisconsin 27, Illinois State 17. Back with the second quarter after this break. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
The big game, family, friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
If you've got the right tools and the friendly people at U.S. Bank in your corner, making smarter money choices is a piece of cake. If only our tools and helpful advisors could have helped you avoid some of those not-so-smart choices in life. Like that time you tried to pick up unicycling.
Whoa, coming through!
Or when you thought it'd be okay to pet that squirrel in the park.
Good squirrel, good squirrel.
While we can't help you with all that, we can help you bank smartly at usbank.com/smartertogether. Member FDIC.
Wisconsin grown, Wisconsin proud. Mux Bar and Grill is a proud partner of Badgers Athletics. John Adias with you from the Kohl Center in Madison. It's the WNIT. The winner of this one to move on to the Grade 8. They'll get the winner of Purdue, Fort Wayne, or St. Louis. Those two teams meet tomorrow evening. But right now, it's a 10-point lead for Wisconsin. Largest lead of the game for the Badgers.
And they've been hitting from the outside. Wisconsin 4 of 5 shooting the three-point shot in that first quarter. Sanaya Copeland with 2 big threes in that quarter. She's 2 of 2, 6 points. Sarah Williams had 7 in that first quarter, but 4 of 5 from downtown for Wisconsin. In the win Monday night at Southern Indiana, Wisconsin hit a total of 5 threes in the entire game, 5 of 17, and a travel called against Smith of Illinois State. Turns it over, gives it right back to the UW. ...27-17 Wisconsin, just underway, second quarter. Copeland has it with the right hand, right arc. Copeland penetrating, kicking off the hands of Leitzinger, out of bounds. Turnover, Wisconsin. Just the second turnover of the game so far for the Badgers. Here comes Illinois State, a team that was third in the Missouri Valley Conference, scoring almost 75 points per game. Nice first quarter for them. Wong, ball fake, right baseline drive, bouncing through traffic, and it's stolen. Leitzinger comes out of there with it. Bunch of Badgers are on that pass. Douglas skips it near side. Copeland's wide. How about another one, Sanaya? Yes! Copeland from downtown hits her third three-pointer of the game. Approaching 9 minutes to go, second quarter, 30-17, Wisconsin. Right elbow jumper is in for Coffey, the freshman who's out on the floor now for Illinois State. 30-19, the Badgers with the lead. Second quarter just underway. Stramick outside left to Leitzinger, out on top. To the right, Copeland gives to Stramick. Then right back to Sanaya, cutting to the rim and finishing. Copeland is doing everything for Wisconsin right now. Left hand finish by Sanaya Copeland. And it's 32-19, Wisconsin. Corner three, Illinois State clanging off the rims. Missed by Smith, picked up by the Badgers. Porter, front court. Copeland already at 11 points in this game. She averages 7 per contest. Shramick out to Leitzinger, left to center. Leitzinger, soft toss over to Douglas. Douglas, handoff Porter out on top. 10 on the shot clock. Ronnie tries to cross over on Wong. Gives to Copeland, penetrating, kicking Shramick. How about another one? That's short, just graces the rim. And then Leitzinger comes away with a steal, just rips it right out of the hands of Coffey and lays it up and in for 2. Out of nowhere, Leitzinger sneaks in there and picks the pocket of Coffey. 7:40 to play, second quarter. 34-19, Wisconsin. Corner three, clangs off, no good. Rebound, Wilson up and in for Illinois State. Initial shot was missed by Lenz, put up and in by Wilson. 34-21, Wisconsin has a commanding lead with 7:20 to play in the second quarter. Shramick skips it far side. Ronnie has it. Defended by Wong. Porter for the Badgers. Over to Copeland on the left. Now to Leitzinger near side. Tries a lob over the defense. Looking for Shramick. Knocked out of bounds by Wilson. Wisconsin with a 13-point lead. They've led by as many as 15. Shramick comes out of the game for the Badgers. So on the floor for the Badgers right now, Copeland, Leitzinger, Douglas, Williams, and Porter, who's inbounding left baseline. To Sanaya, left wing. Screen by Williams, 3 by Copeland, no good. Williams, offensive rebound, puts it up and down low on the left. A rebound and a finish for the Badgers sophomore, Sarah Williams. First team all Big Ten selection. Oh yeah, she was the Big Ten defensive player of the year too. Wong, runner in the lane, no good. Leitzinger collects it on the baseline. Finds Porter on the outlet. Right sideline, Porter. Front court, Ronnie. Screen, Douglas. Looks inside, gets it to Williams. Tough shot, jump ball. Bowman was right there in the face of Williams and tied her up. Possession arrow to the Badgers. 36-21 Wisconsin. This matches their largest lead of the game. The Badgers, 4 of 6 this quarter. In the first quarter, they shot 56%. In the game now, overall, 58%. Williams catches high post. Pivots on the left foot. Now puts up the 15-footer. No good. Rebounded. Illinois State. Smith, front court. Smith to the elbow. Smith with the pass to Wong. Right side three drops. Maya Wong, 39% shooter from downtown. Has scored in double figures this season, a career best 22 times. Wong hits that three-pointer. She's got 7 points now in this one. Porter rises for a three, and it's in. Another Badgers bomb from downtown in this first half. Porter makes it 39-24, back out to a 15-point advantage. Wisconsin is 6 of 9 shooting the three-point shot. They hit 4 three-pointers in the first. Wong, right wing, drives in, kicks out, topside, three, lands, no good, off the hands of Douglas, and she picks it up now. Outlet to Jimenez, who's in the game. Near side, pass caught by Porter. She has it on the near arc. Porter, right hand, with a little bounce in her step, to D, back over to Porter. Inside, Williams, doubled, back out. Now the Badgers go to the corner. Here's a three by Douglas. It's an air ball, picked up by Porter down low. Tries a pass through traffic. It got knocked down to the floor and stolen. Redbirds basketball. 5:13 to go before halftime. 15-point lead for the Badgers here. Super 16 action at the WNIT. Douglas falls to the floor. Here is Smith for three, and it goes out of bounds. Smith was open on the right after Douglas lost her footing, and it'll be Wisconsin basketball. The Badgers are hitting at 56% from the floor. They made now 6 of 10 threes. Illinois State, not so bad, 43.5%. They are, however, 1 of 8 from downtown. And this is a team that was first in the Missouri Valley Conference in three-point percentage. Illinois State hit it at a league-best 36%. Jimenez mid-range jumper on the right is pure. Nothing but net for D. 41-24, largest lead of the game, 17. Illinois State ball, short corner jumper, sunk by Wilson. That's the second team selection All-Missouri Valley Conference, Deanna Wilson. 41-26, Wisconsin still on top with the basketball. Here's Jimenez, steps into a three straight on, no good. Rebound, Bullman. No, she lost it. No, it'll be Redbirds basketball. And we've got a timeout on the floor. Illinois State ball when we come back with 4:20 to play in the second quarter. It's Wisconsin 41, Illinois State 26. And this is Badger basketball from Learfield.
For the longest time, it was hard for me to even get out of the house, much less do a backside 180. It took me a bit to understand what was going on, but eventually I learned I had anxiety. Now I'm getting help for it and feeling so much better. Sure, some days are better than others, but the whole thing about getting out of the house, that's not really an issue anymore.
Mental health care is working. See what it can do for you at mentalhealthcareworks.org. A message from the American Psychiatric Association Foundation.
Wouldn't it be great if life came with a remote control? You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind, like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Badgers fans, American Family Insurance wants you and one friend to experience a Badger football and basketball game like VIPs. Enter the Badger Dream Game Days sweepstakes today at amfam.com/badgers. No purchase necessary. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin. And the Badgers here tonight at the Kohl Center. Third round action at the WNIT with a big lead over Illinois State. It's a 15-point Wisconsin lead. They've led by as many as 17 here in the quarter. 4 minutes and 20 seconds to play in the second. And Sanaya Copeland is going off for the Badgers. 11 points in this first half. Copeland had 6 of those in the first quarter. Now her career high, starting to take a look at that, is 18 points. So had some work to do there, but the 11 points for Copeland secures her second straight game in double figures after scoring
a much-needed 12 points in the Badgers' 19-point comeback win in the second round against Southern Indiana. It's the 10th time this season Copeland has hit for double figures. And she's been doing it from deep, 3 of 4 three-point shots. She's one off tying her career high for three-point makes. Redbirds basketball, Wong finds Dowell. Dowell driving right of the lane, challenging Schrammick, blocked by Brooke, but a foul. Foul called against Schrammick, and it's going to put Illinois State at the free throw line. Fourth straight postseason appearance for Illinois State. Meanwhile, the Badgers making their first trip to the postseason in 13 years. Last time the Badgers made a postseason tournament was 2011 in the WNIT. Here comes the free throw, and the first one is up and in for Illinois State. Now, in that last postseason appearance, the Badgers actually had a second-round game against Illinois State and lost in that last postseason appearance. Now trying to get some revenge against the Redbirds. Second one is good. And trying to make it to the quarterfinals of the WNIT, or the Great Eight, as they call it, for the first time since 2007. Here's Copeland driving, finding Williams. How about a topside three? No good. Off the front side of the rim. Rebound. Let's go for two. Correction. Trying to find the quarterfinals for the first time since March of 2009. They also made the quarterfinals in 2007. So it's been 15 years. Math adds up a little bit better that way. Leitzinger knocks a pass out of bounds right at the Badgers bench. It'll stay with Illinois State. 43-28. Wisconsin leading the Redbirds here with 3:31 to play in the second. Lenz has it for the Redbirds. To her left, Dowell galloping from the left, and then her pass got deflected and a quick whistle. And what's the call here? Foul called against Wisconsin. It's Copeland reaching in, and watching the replay, Copeland got an awful lot of that basketball. That's an unfortunate call. So Saniya Copeland has to come out of the game now for the Badgers. Inbounds pass, tracked down by Williams, tipped into the air, picked up by Williams, fast break the other side, and Jimenez lays it off the glass for two. And it all starts with the defense from Williams. The Big Ten Defensive Player of the Year, that time with the steal. 3 minutes to play. Second quarter, here's a move by Wilson, and she walked with it from the free throw line. Back to Copeland for a moment. That is her second personal foul. So Copeland, Wisconsin's leading scorer with 11 points on the bench here. 3 minutes to go, just under three in the second quarter. It's 45-28, Wisconsin leading the ball. Jimenez gives to Schrammick high post. Near the left elbow. Spins a fast pass to the Leitzinger. Gives it up. Now back out Schrammick. Now inside looking for Williams. It's knocked away as Williams is backpedaling. Stolen by the Redbirds. Wong, front court. Knocks over Leitzinger. That's got to be a charge. Yes, it is. Offensive foul, Wong, as Leitzinger draws the charge. Leitzinger set up camp right at the free throw line, and then Wong collided with her. Leitzinger real good at doing that this season for the Badgers. 45-28. Wisconsin leading the ball. 2.5 to go before halftime. Leitzinger calls for it. Right wing. Skips it near side. Porter has it. She's open. Does not pull the trigger. Puts it on the floor. Down the lane. Flips it off the hands of Williams and out of bounds. And Saracen, the reason I didn't catch that is because they're grabbing my arms. No call. Turnover, Wisconsin. Big lead for the Badgers, 17-point lead. 2:13 to play, second quarter. And here's a pass stolen by Porter. Porter moving right to left, bouncing to Jimenez, waits, missed it. And then Wong gets tied up, jump ball. Jimenez reaches in, and the possession arrow goes to the Redbirds, but good defensive play once again by Wisconsin as Porter came away with the steal. And Ronnie, one of the best in the Big Ten, averaging 2 steals per game. they've been at the top of the leaderboard for a big majority of the Big Ten season. Now here's Wilson, lane line right, spinning on Williams, got her in the air, foul, missed the shot. Foul against Sarah Williams of Wisconsin. And Williams going to come out of the game now. But the ball fake got Williams in the air. And now Wilson steps to the free throw line for Illinois State. 23 times this season, Wilson has scored in double figures. She's the team's leading scorer at just under 15 per game, and she misses the free throw. 8 points tonight for Deanna Wilson. Minute 46 to go before halftime. Stick around at the half. We'll hear from Wisconsin sophomore Ronnie Porter. She had a career-high 19 points in the Badgers' win Monday night in the second round. Here's Porter, left side for the Badgers. Approaching 100 seconds now to play in the second quarter. Leitzinger out on top. Feeds it over left side. Porter gives it up. Top side to Stramick. Pass off to the left. Knocked out of bounds by Bullman. It'll stay with the Badgers. Minute 29 to go, second quarter. Here's Porter. Out on top, wedge screen. Douglas falls to the floor after getting pushed over by an Illinois State player. And who are they going to get? I think it was Wong. Second team foul against the Redbirds. And the Badgers will be inbounded. Second call against the point guard for Illinois State, Maya Wong. Here's Porter, inbounding from the left baseline. Hard bounce to Jimenez, got her defender in the air. Easy lay-in down deep on the right. And Jimenez with two more for the Badgers. She's up to six. Wisconsin leading now 47-29. Largest lead of the game. Free throw line jumper. Wilson pops out. No good. Porter hauls it in for the Badgers. Crosses the timeline. Front court. Ronnie takes a look at head coach Marissa Mosley. Minutes of play. Second quarter. Screen set by Schrammick. Long jumper. Porter. It rolls in, but a whistle before the shot. And an offensive foul on Schrammick on that screen, which cleared out some space for Porter's jumper. So wipe away the make by Porter. 18-point Wisconsin lead. The Badgers are shooting 56% this quarter, 9 of 16. Illinois State, 4 of 10. You do the math. 45 seconds to go, second quarter. Here's a drive by Lance down the lane. Got Stramick in the air. It's up. Are they going to count it? And one. Yes, they will. Finished in the foul for Molly Lenz. And she got Schrammick to bite on that ball fake. And what is that for Schrammick? That's her second. MB Jones comes into the game now for the UW. The 6'2 freshman out of Seattle, Washington. So here's Lenz to try to get a three-point play for the Redbirds. And that one will go through. Wisconsin is led by as many as 18. It's a 15-point advantage for the Cardinal and White right now. Approaching 30 seconds to go in the second. Screen set by Jones. Porter, top of the key. Fires it back over to Douglas on the left. The three is in the air, and it rattles in. Douglas from downtown for Wisconsin. 50-32, the seventh three-point make for the Badgers of the half. Redbirds ball down 18, 10 seconds to go in the quarter. Here's a drive by Dowell, a runner in the lane's no good. Rebound, Wilson down low on the right, foul. It'll go against Jones with 4.9 seconds to play in the quarter. 50-32 right now, but Illinois State will go to the free throw line. This Illinois State team, 13-7, their record in the Missouri Valley Conference. Wilson at the free throw line. She's 76%. She'll have a pair. First one rattles in. Point lead. Here's the next from Wilson. It's good. 16-point lead for the Badgers. 4.9 seconds to go. The length of the floor. Leitzinger to Douglas backcourt. Over to Porter. High left side. 2 seconds to launch from downtown. No good. Right at the buzzer. Just missed a long three. Porter with a smirk on her face. And we're done with two quarters in Madison. At the half, it's the Badgers 50, Illinois State 34. A 16-point lead for Wisconsin here in the Super 16 at the WNIT. Coming up at halftime, we'll run through some of these team numbers, some individual numbers for you. We check the Big Ten scoreboard, see if Purdue can advance to the Great Eight in this tournament. Boilermakers in action tonight. But when we come back in 60 seconds, we'll hear from Wisconsin sophomore Ronnie Porter in my halftime interview. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
If you've got the right tools and the friendly people at U.S. Bank in your corner, making smarter money choices is a piece of cake. If only our tools and helpful advisors could have helped you avoid some of those not-so-smart choices in life. Like that time you tried to pick up unicycling.
Whoa, coming through!
Or when you thought it'd be okay to pet that squirrel in the park.
Good squirrel, good squirrel.
While we can't help you with all that, we can help you bank smartly at usbank.com/smartertogether. Member FDIC.
Thanks for listening to this Civic Media station. You're one of thousands of people tuned in right now, whether on the radio, the app, the podcast, or stream. Audio is the number one source of information and entertainment among adults in the U.S. If you own a business or you're in charge of growing a business, this is a key fact, and you should know how it can work for you. That's where we come in. At Civic Media, our local radio stations influence local people, the same people who shop and buy at your place. Now we also reach those same customers wherever they are in the digital world as well. From podcasts to streaming to apps, laptops, and smartphones, our digital advertising capabilities ensure that we deliver the right message to the right people at the right time. And with our state-of-the-art measurement systems, we can prove it. Schedule a short meeting to learn how we can partner locally to help your business thrive. Go to civicmedia.us. Click on sponsorship. You'll hear back within 24 hours.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it. Navigating without a compass, eyes waiting, started to wonder. Metamorphosis, lost of who you thought you was.
When your kid can't find the language, help them find the lyrics. Listen to the Sound It Out album and get tips and tools to start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
The Todd Allbush Show.
I love me some Drew Holiday. My favorite Buck. I love what he's doing. I just really, really wish it wasn't for the Boston Celtics. My loyalty is still more to Giannis. But, like, when Drew scores a bucket still, I'm like, yeah.
That's, like to a former
Drew.
Lover.
I got a Drew Holiday jersey, a Bucks jersey, and I got an Aaron Jones Packers jersey.
This is
so
why...
I'm a scoring former lover for both of those players.
The Todd Allbush Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
We kept fighting, and we definitely talked to each other like, they don't like this, they don't like that, so let's up on it. And I think that's what we did in the fourth quarter.
So how do you stay in that positive mental space? Is it kind of that reminder of being where your feet are?
Yeah, it's definitely being where your feet are, knowing who you're playing with. I believe in all my teammates and what we're capable of, and we've been there before, Penn State. There's other games that we've come back or have held leads, and I think that game with Jeff was just one of them.
What's it like in the locker room when you guys pull off a comeback like that? We've seen the video on all the social media. You're dancing afterwards. You got a smile on your face right now thinking about it.
Yeah, it was crazy. Like, it was just like, wow, like, we really did that. Like, it's tournament time, regardless of what tournament it is. Like, everybody's playing to win, never to go home. And we could have went home, and we didn't. So I think that's what really, like, got us amped.
Talking with Ronnie Porter at halftime. Now, this sophomore season for you has been a breakout season. Why have you been able to be such a valuable piece to this team?
I think because I've never, like, looked back at last year. Like, I think when I do, it's more like, I was there and now I'm here, and my teammates definitely instilled that confidence in me and also myself, and just knowing what I'm capable of and just being me at the end of the day.
I haven't talked to you since you were an honorable mention pick to All Big Ten, so congratulations. By the way, Sarah says you should be higher than honorable mention, just to let you know that. But what was your reaction when you heard about that a few weeks ago?
Grateful, definitely grateful. I was happy. I don't want to say I agree with Sarah, but I agree with Sarah. I mean, I think the things that I've accomplished and how, like, I've helped this team this year and, like, changed, like, completely. Like, my role's changed completely this year has definitely something that should be, like, showcased more. But, you know, I'm proud of myself and I'm proud of Sarah, Nat, everybody who also got acknowledged during that time.
Thanks, Ronnie.
Thank you.
That's Ronnie Porter here at halftime. Back with more after this. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
There are so many traditions built around the Wisconsin Badgers, game day and the mascot, which in 1889 was a real badger. It didn't go well. Eventually, the animal was replaced by a person. An on-campus contest chose the official mascot name Buckingham U Badger. Still, Wisconsin's official animal is a badger. But do you know which animal almost earned this title instead? Gray squirrel, white-tailed deer, black bear? The answer is coming up. The original badger's nickname is actually associated with lead miners in the state, not the animals. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like badgers, digging tunnels into the hillsides where they worked. So was there almost another state animal? Yes, the white-tailed deer, which later became the official wildlife animal. But the history surrounding the badgers is a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hey, it's Matt LePay. You're listening to Wisconsin Badgers Women's Basketball on WFHR, locally grown radio, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and 97.5 FM, a Civic Media station. Download our free Civic Media app in the Google Play or App Store. Listen to Wisconsin Athletics all season long on your local Civic Media radio station.
Busted pencils. Fully leaded education talk.
And I can just now hear somebody going, it sounds like you guys are supporting public schools. They indoctrinate people. You know what? If they indoctrinate people towards democratic ideals, well, then I guess I'm an indoctrinator. You know, if you're not defending democracy, again, I'm concerned about what you really do support.
Busted pencils with Dr. Tim and Dr. Johnny. Weeknights at 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
This copyrighted broadcast is an exclusive presentation of Learfield under the broadcasting rights granted by the University of Wisconsin. Reuse of this presentation is prohibited without the expressed written consent of the university and Learfield. Announcers are provided by Learfield and approved by the university.
Halftime and a big Badgers lead. Wisconsin by 16 over Illinois State, 50-34 at the break. Tonight's game brought to you by UW Health Sports and Medicine, the healthcare team for the Badgers and proud sponsors of UW Athletics. Well, Wisconsin off to a great start here tonight in this game. The Badgers had a 10-point lead after the first quarter at 27-17. It was actually a 15-15 game before Wisconsin opened it up on a 9-0 run, which gave them a 24-15 advantage. UW hits 4 of 5 from downtown in the first quarter and rocked to that 10-point lead. In the second quarter, the UW outscores Illinois State 23-17. Badgers shot 56% in the quarter. Illinois State, 42%. Three more three-point makes for the Badgers as a team. So overall, at the half, 7 of 14 from deep for Wisconsin. Sanaya Copeland had 5 points in that second quarter. Badgers led by as many as 18. They're up by 16. But looking at the numbers overall, Illinois State, 44% from the floor. Wisconsin, 56% from the field. Redbirds, 1 of 8 from downtown, 12.5%. This is a team, once again, that led the MVC in three-point percentage this year, 36%. Wisconsin, 50%, as I mentioned, from downtown, 7 of 14. And the Badgers shot 28% from deep this year. Free throw line, 9 of 10 for Illinois State. Wisconsin hit 3 of 3. Rebounding, plus 7 for the Badgers at 19-12. Offensive boards, 6-2 in favor of Wisconsin. And second chance points, plus 5, 9-4, the Badgers. Team assists, 14 assists in that first half. Got to make note of that. 14 assists for the Badgers. Illinois State has 5. Let's see here.
turnovers, just 6 first half turnovers for Wisconsin. Illinois State has turned it over just 8 times, but the Badgers are plus 6 on points off turnovers, 9-3. Points in the paint, plus 8 for the Badgers, 22-14 on the fast break, even at 3. Blocks 2 for Illinois State. Wisconsin hasn't recorded 1. Steals 5 for the Badgers, 2 for the Redbirds. As Wisconsin has led for about 14 minutes here in the first half, Illinois State has had as much as a 5-point lead. That came about midway through the first quarter. And at the break, it's 50-34. Wisconsin, a breakout half for Sanaya Copeland. We'll talk about it when we look at the individual numbers next. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
Burgers stacked with mushrooms on Wisconsin Swiss cheese, or piled high with smoked brisket, crispy bacon, Wisconsin Gouda, lettuce, tomato, sweet barbecue sauce, and a fried pickle, or simply topped with cheese and fried onions, Monk's Bar and Grill offers classic and gourmet burgers for lunch, dinner, and game day. Whatever you are craving, Monk's has you covered with 6 locations statewide. Monk's Bar and Grill is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
There are so many traditions built around the Wisconsin Badgers, game day and the mascot, which in 1889 was a real badger. It didn't go well. Eventually, the animal was replaced by a person. An on-campus contest chose the official mascot name, Buckingham U. Badger. Still, Wisconsin's official animal is a badger. But do you know which animal almost earned this title instead? Gray squirrel, white-tailed deer, black bear? The answer is coming up. The original badger's nickname is actually associated with lead miners in the state, not the animals. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like badgers, digging tunnels into the hillsides where they worked. So was there almost another state animal? Yes, the white-tailed deer, which later became the official wildlife animal. But the history surrounding the badgers is a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
It's time to ride into spring by listening to this local Civic Media radio station. Listen each weekday at 7, 10, 1, and 3 for your chance to win a Chula Vista getaway in this statewide contest. Plus, every contest entry is in to win one of 2 grand prizes that include new bicycles, outdoor patio furniture, and a portable smoothie bullet blender with a total value of over $1,000.
97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
Bowman has 0 rebounds. She averages a team best 7.9. Standout half there for Sanaya Copeland. 11 points on 4-5 shooting for Copeland. She makes 3 of 4 from downtown, has 2 assists and a rebound, leading scorer for Wisconsin. 9 points from Leitzinger on 3 of 4 shooting with 4 rebounds. 9 points from Williams with 3 rebounds. So she'll need 1 point and 7 rebounds to secure her 18th straight double-double. See if she can get to that. 7 points from Porter with 5 boards and 4 assists in the first half. Jimenez scores 6 all in the second quarter. D, 3 of 5 from the field. Brooke Schrammick has 5 points and 4 assists. Allie Douglas has a 3-pointer with 5 rebounds, tying the team high with Porter. We'll take a break, come back with the third quarter next. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
So, have you done sports?
Yes.
What about weather?
Done that.
I've got it. The moon.
Hey, everybody. You're listening to James Help Seth Pick the Next Theme for this week's Seth Bases the Music. It's on Sundays from 6 to 8 p.m. on locally grown radio, WFHR. The problem is, he's done so many shows already, it's getting tough to find the next group of songs. Don't worry, though. It'll be fine.
Yeah, all right. You got me. I give up.
That's it. The theme for the next Seth Bases the Music will be...
As you age, you may have questions about finding transportation, healthy meals, or other services around your home and in your community. And the Elder Care Locator has the answers at 1-800-677-1116. Our caring advisors can connect you to trustworthy local experts and the support you need to age well at home. Real people, real assistance, and real connections are just a phone call away with the Elder Care Locator. 1-800-677-1116.
I believe all the storms we've gone through here. I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Danica Patrick. Watching my nieces grow, play, and learn is amazing, but not every child gets to be carefree. 1 in 6 kids in the U.S. are hungry. This breaks my heart, and it's something that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and gives it to families in need. To help, visit feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Well, tonight's game brought to you by Rail Transport, offering truck driving jobs, CDL training, and so much more across Wisconsin. Learn more at rail.jobs. Just underway in the third quarter. John Audius with you at the Kohl Center. Leitzinger coughs it up topside. Stolen by Illinois State. Running to the rim and finishing is Dowell. Quick two for Illinois State. And the Badgers' 16-point halftime lead is now down to 14 to start the third quarter. Check of the WNIT scoreboard. And Purdue advances to the Grade 8, 71-50 over Duquesne. The winner of tonight's game, Leitzinger, three out on top, misses off the left side of the rim. Picked up by Bowman, her first rebound of the game. Winner of tonight's contest here at the Kohl Center will move on to the Grade 8 and get either Purdue, Fort Wayne, or St. Louis. Those two teams meet tomorrow night at 6. Out on top, it's Dowell. Gives it up to Wilson. Ball fake on Williams. In the paint. Kick out. 10 on the shot clock. Now Bowman has it. Can't get by Leitzinger. Lowers her shoulder into Leitzinger. Scores, but an offensive foul. And that was pretty obvious. Bowman has her hands to the side like, what did I do? And, well, she lowered her shoulder right into Leitzinger and knocked her over. Wisconsin leading the ball, just underway in the third quarter. Douglas out on top, leaves it off for Leitzinger. Looking down low, bounces deep on the left. It's Williams who walked. She was backing down Bowman. Bowman kind of led off as far as the contact, and Williams fell backwards a little bit and walked with it. Illinois State ball, Wisconsin, a season-high 50 points in that first half, 0 of 1 to start the third quarter. 8:36 to play in the third. Entry pass, down low spinning, Wilson scoring, down low on the right. All-MVC second team selection, Wilson with 13 points now. 8:20 to play in the third quarter. Here's Porter galloping down the lane, kicking to Copeland. Now bouncing Williams. Turn around off the window for two. Down low on the right for Williams. First field goal of the third quarter for the Badgers. 8:06 to play in the third. Now running to the rim is Dowell. Kicking out. Pass deflected. It's up the near sideline. Saved by Bowman. Saved by Douglas. Kept it alive. Up ahead to Copeland. Layup good. That defense leading to a quick two now for Wisconsin. 54-38, the Badgers lead with 7:45 to play in the third. Dowell, top of the key. Pass to her right. Caught by Smith, who tries to bounce for Wilson. Got, I believe, kicked. It'll be Illinois State ball. Defense there by Douglas and a great pass to Copeland. The last basket for the Badgers. Here's Wilson spinning on Williams. Spins into a double team. Tries a left hand. No good. And it's out of bounds on the baseline. Dowell was late trying to get there. 20th meeting all time between Wisconsin and Illinois State. The Badgers have won 3 of the last 4 and 6 of the last 8, but Illinois State has won the last matchup between these two teams. Here's Porter around a Williams screen, gives it to Douglas, steers it to the corner. It's Copeland. Slip screen Douglas. Copeland, left-hand dribble to the free throw line. Scoops it to Porter on the left. Porter driving in the paint. Back out, 8 on the shot clock. Weitzinger has it outside left, skips it near side. Ronnie rises for 3. No, too strong. Long rebound, Wong. Illinois State ball. Redbirds front court, right to left. Here's Wong down the lane, flips it down low. Wilson, good. Left hand. Gets the assists. Wilson gets the finish. 14-point Wisconsin lead. 6:49 to play in the third. It's 54-40. Double screen out on top for Porter. Throws back to her left. Douglas.